continuing the theme of Kiddush Hashem in the workplace, which is already an introduction to get into the halachas of the workplace, we've got to realize, as we mentioned yesterday, that the actions of a Yid can extend far beyond himself. In the Baelish trial in 1913, which was a 20th century blood libel, then Yidden throughout Russia were in danger because of the false accusation against one Yid, against Baelis. And in the trial as well, then they quoted the Gemara, the prosecutors quoted the Gemara, that said that we're basically discriminatory against the non-Jews because of the Gemara in Yevamah Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, which says that Atem Kriyim Adam, that Yidden are called Adam, but non-Jewish people are not called Adam, which sounds like, on the face of it, that we're human beings, but not non-Jewish people. And they said, well, you know, if Yidden consider non-Jewish people as non-humans, then it makes sense. All the blood libels make sense, that we use their blood for ritual purposes. And famously, Remeir Shapiro, who at the time was a young Rav, he sent an explanation to be used as testimony for the defense. He said like this. He said, there's four terms in Lashon HaKodesh from man. There's Ish, Enosh, Gever, and Adam. And Ish, Enosh, and Gever all have a plural form. Adam, though, is the only one that has no plural form. And he said, this is why only Yidden are called Adam, in the sense that they are one. In what sense? That if one Yid is standing trial, then the entire nation are all standing trial along with him. And that's the way it works with Yidden. When one Jew is judged, then all Jews are judged, which has got, as we mentioned, the Chilul Hashem. It's also got tremendous, tremendous potential for good, for Kiddush Hashem. The Tanna Reb Shimon ben Shetach, the Gemara Yerushalmi in Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, says that Reb Shimon ben Shetach used to deal in flax. That was his business, and he was also a Rebbe of many Talmidim. And some of his Talmidim, in order to make his business easier, they bought a donkey for him. So when the donkey was delivered, the Reb Shimon ben Shetach discovered a very, very valuable pearl attached to its ear. Now, he could have sold the pill, and he could have then given up the business completely, and it would have been fine. And from a halakhic standpoint, he could have done that. We decided that because there's a massive potential for Kiddush Hashem, he decided to give it back to the original owner, the non-Jew. And the Yerushalmi says that the non-Jew accepted the pill, and he said, blessed is the God of the Jews. So it came out that Reb Shimon Shetach's honesty was credited not only to himself, but Zot Yerushalmi, the major thing was that it was credited to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God of the Jews. And that's the situation that we have amazing, amazing potential. Always, but especially in the workplace. That we're being judged, and the way we act can have massive ramifications to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Because of this, we need to remember constantly who we are, that we're Torah Yidden, and we are judged by extra high standards. What are reminders for this? How can we remind ourselves? Well, there's the daily break for mincha. There's our kapel, tzitzis. Sometimes there might be mezuzah on the door. In fact, Ibn Ezra, in the Midbar, Perik Tes Vav, Pasuk Lamates, he says the idea of tzitzis is to constantly reminder, it's a constant reminder that we're Yidden and we shouldn't be doing averus. And the same thing with kapel. All of these things are constant reminders to be strong and honest in the face of temptation. And mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow or the next time we'd have one of these short shiurim, then we'll start discussing the actual halachas. I'm going to start mitzvah Hashem with the subject of wearing a kapel to work. Can a person wear a kapel to work? Should a person wear a kapel to work? Must he wear to work? Be'ez Hashem, that's what we'll be discussing.